morning and welcome to episode 3 of Beyond the Gauge, GRC's platform to discuss real data interrogation that influences production operations facilitated by key team members. GRC is headquartered in Houston and is the largest independent gauge manufacturer with nearly a century of operational differentiation, diversification, and servitization. Today, we'll be talking with George Avenader, GRC Engineering Manager. George is based in Houston and has been a part of Sercel GRC since 2021. Welcome, George. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Cassie.
George, let's start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself and your role within GRC.
Okay, well, a little bit about myself is that I've been in product development for oil and gas for over 20 years now. I'm an electrical engineer by education and training. I started my journey as an intern at SLB in Sugar Land, which is very close to Houston, when I was an electrical engineering senior at the University of Houston. I went on to get a master's degree in electrical engineering from Rice University, which is also in Houston, and ended up spending 14 years with Schlumberger SLB today. I was almost entirely in wireline. I worked on electrical design for downhole tools. I did project management, reliability engineering, and even a stint as wireline maintenance manager in India. It was an exciting time for me that really formed my career in oil and gas. My next adventure was on the drilling side of the industry as I worked for Canrig Technology, which is the equipment arm of Nabors Drilling. I spent a couple of years in the GCC region, mostly between the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. I supported the products for Nabors and external customers and did the link between the field and the design centers back in Houston and Calgary. I joined GRC towards the end of the COVID era, which is early in 2021, as they were moving from Tulsa to Houston. And I was moving to Houston, coincidentally, moving back. I started off doing electrical design, mostly on a contractual hybrid basis, and finally joined the team as engineering manager at the beginning of 2023. So all in all, I've been with GRC for the last 3.5 years. I'm in charge today in this role of directing our new product development effort, as well as our sustaining work, which is focused on supporting production and customers. I manage a dedicated team of engineers based in Houston and in Sercel facilities in France. My role extends to meeting with our customers to understand their needs and elaborate the technology roadmap of GRC to provide the best solutions to meet their challenges. That's it, I guess, about me.
Very good. So what trends are you seeing in the downhole industry and how is GRC managing the demand?
Well, we're seeing a renewed focus on reliability in the downhole industry where customers are eager to stick to proven products. And we do benefit from this trend, in particular for our high temperature and high pressure ESP gauges capable of 10,000 PSI and 177 degrees C with very accurate measurements throughout this range. But also in our proven line of P-Series piezo permanent gauges. In addition, we see demand for short delivery times to adapt to ever-changing market conditions. On that front, we benefit from our modular designs that simplify our inventory and supply chain. This makes us more nimble in responding to customer needs. Knowing that not all customers use the same gauge configuration, we have to adapt our production on a quick response basis.
And what would you say sets GRC apart from competitors when it comes to engineering and design?
Well, I like to think that what sets GRC engineering apart from competitors is a strong desire to innovate and stay ahead of the curve. We're dedicated to the measurements and the quality of those measurements. As we push the boundaries of our design, we believe in continuous improvements. We don't hesitate to bring improvements to our commercial products, even between major design cycles. This takes a great investment of time and testing. It has to be sustained and long-term. Another aspect of GRC that I feel is special is that as an independent gauge supplier, we're really focused on the measurements. So on the gauge and the communication to the gauge, our focus is not clouded by the challenges of the rest of the production system. While we still go to great length to make sure our gauges work with the systems of all the service providers, we design all the critical parts of our own subsystems internally, from the downhole gauges, readout boxes, filters, including hardware and software, and are very strict in qualification of our subcontract manufacturers. So in that respect, we're a bit paranoid about the control of the quality of the product, especially in our area of expertise, which is the downhole systems. I hope that answers your question, Kelsey.
Absolutely. Thank you. How is GRC continuously investing in research and development?
Well, GRC is always interested in designing a better product. We're conscious of the need to always have new projects in our design pipeline and are not afraid to take some risk, even if the path doesn't lead to an immediate commercial output. I say we have the patience and the seriousness needed for research and development. For instance, we're wrapping up a couple of products between the middle and the end of next year that are simply driven by a design to modernize our surface devices and will replace existing products with ones that are easier to upgrade and will carry us well into the future. We're also now approaching R&D with the premise of providing a solution to our customers, the hardware, software, and system then derives from that premise, as opposed to saying things as we're only providing a Me Too product or a device in an already crowded field of such products. So we're venturing into the space of the industrial Internet of Things, building lightweight systems that, you know, bring customer data to the cloud from multiple sensors, surface and bridging maybe our downhole sensors, and we direct them to the customer's databases to enable them to see the forest from the trees, so to speak, in a cost-effective way, of course, and make data-driven decisions to optimize their business. That's it.
Awesome. George, what goals would you like to achieve in the remainder of 2024, both personally and within GRC?
Well, primarily, I'm keen to leave a positive mark in the diversification of our offering. As I've just mentioned, with regards to IoT complementing our downhole sensor offerings, I'm also very excited about the imminent release of our Amerada P3.5 permanent gauge, a very competitive new product that builds on our proven technology and on our latest high reliability electronics. Our goal is to complete field trials with our customers this year or early next year and then move on to volume production. I think that's the big goal.
Very exciting. What is your favorite aspect of working at GRC?
Well, for me, working at GRC is very empowering. As engineering manager, in addition to working with a team of very talented people, I feel that I'm included and influential in all parts of the business, starting from supply chain to production to product definition and even market strategy. So that in itself must be my favorite aspect of working.
And if there was one thing you would want your colleagues, customers, and future customers to know about you, what would it be?
That I take pride in my work and that me and my team are dedicated to excellence.
Very good. Thank you so much, George, for sharing some insight into Beyond the Gauge today. That was George Abinader, Engineering Manager. If you have any questions for George, topics you would like discussed, or if you are interested in learning more about Beyond the Gauge, please email us at george.abinader@surcell.com.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Beyond the Gauge.